Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Now, I am joined by Fine Gael Senator Joe O'Reilly because he is proposing to change the CAO application system. He wants to see us give points, not just for academic success in exams, which is the current system, but also for social or for athletic involvement. And he joins me now to discuss how that might work. You're very welcome to the programme, Joe.
Yes, good afternoon to you, Ciara.
What do you envisage this, how do you envisage this working, I suppose?
Yes, I envisage it working as follows, that we will take 50 pints and allocate them for social activity, that to develop social awareness, that could be work with the disabled, with the old, with any, with the homeless, whatever grouping in the immediate environment that young people could involve themselves with. The object of that is to develop social awareness, social compassion, caring, empathy, those qualities in a young person. And the second thing is that I see 25 pints being set aside and allocated for sporting and cultural activity. And by that is obviously sport and participation, maybe school musical, school plays, drama, whatever. Now, the logic of the latter one is, as we can see even from Dr. Niall Miner's report today, and indeed from comments on today by Ronan Kennedy, in relation to the need for sport and the deficit of sporting activity at leaving cert level. So there's a need for sport, there's a need for culture. But obviously, and I need to make this point so there's no ambiguity, of course, the great, great bulk of the marks must go for academia, and I actually approve of the present system. And you must measure academics and you must achieve academic excellence. But I think this way you will have a more rounded student. The student will have more to give, and they'll actually bring more into their academic study. If they bring awareness of the society, and if they bring an intellectual curiosity and a sharpness that comes from cultural and sporting activity into their academic study.
I'm not averse to what you're saying, but sure. It strikes me as a couple of things. One is it's going to be much more subjective than an exam result. And also, are we not going to see, I mean, you had suggested that maybe this would be something that would level the playing field. You're going to see in every private school in the country, the kids will be in the Vincent de Paul and they'll be doing their hockey and everything.
Well, wouldn't that
and they'll
be just wonderful?
But they'll be scoring 100 points. They'll be getting all of the social and cultural stuff. And actually the schools that maybe are a little bit disadvantaged that don't have a school musical and don't have those things, it could actually backfire and work the wrong way round.
Absolutely not, in my view. Now, how I see it administered, I didn't want to give too long an intro, but I'll come to that. The way I see it administered is that a pastoral care team in the school, say career guidance, vice principal, a couple of teachers, would form a panel by agreement with the union, with nationally agreed criteria, that they would mark the young people. And I think the professionalism of teachers would be such that in 99%...
They won't even, Joe, they won't even mark their own exam paper. So why would they be marking something as subjective as this?
This is a different thing. This is acknowledging participation and it would be agreed with the unions. And I think the point I make about the social difference but the private schools have so many advantages, as we know, and that's not the object. Yeah, and we don't need to elaborate on that now, other than to say that this will actually give public schools, by that I mean the general community and ordinary ETB colleges and various provincial schools, give them all the chance to level up the pitch. And your point that there may not in some instances be a school music, in fact it's very rare that there's not some school cultural activity, but even if there isn't, it can be something much more low-key than that.
I still think, Joe, if there's 75 points going, you can be damn sure that the Blackrock Colleges and the Mount Anvils and all of those schools, and more power to them, will make sure every single one of those points is given across the board to their students.
In actual fact, here, where that would be, that would be just wonderful, in that one of the weaknesses I see in the present system is that it makes for people who are maybe too focused on self, too individualistic, too lacking in social compassion, social awareness, two, lacking in intellectual breadth because of the narrowness of the exam-focused system. And were this to permeate every school in the country, that's exactly what we need. Because one of the things I discover in my work is one, and my colleagues would all tell you the same, is that one of the sad things is the number of people who see the world totally in terms of themselves. And this is an effort to overcome that. And the more schools that would participate, the better. The point I really made in the social levelling aspect is that it would be something that every school could compete on with equal strength. And of anything, it might even bring up some schools. But the real issue is that you would be measuring social action, social awareness, social involvement, helping the elderly, helping the disabled, helping the homeless, that you would be measuring cultural activity, a love of drama, a love of music, even music appreciation.
I think you'd end up seeing kids ticking boxes to get points in the exact same way they learn by rote. But can I ask you one last problem? Is this not a bit like a bolting the door after the horse has already gone? Because they've already brought in things like PE and put it on the... So now if you are the sporty type, you can get points for athleticism.
Wonderful. Oh, and absolutely. It's great to see PE on the programme. I'm all for it. And that should be embraced, of course. But this is to recognise that a small cohort will do that subject, but this is to get every child involved. And I don't accept your view, and I know you're just challenging my position, but I don't accept the view that you put there, Ciara, that it will make for just ticking of boxes. Far from it. I think when people get involved in this kind of activity, they'll get to love it. They'll get to appreciate it.
I don't think you're wrong, Joe, but I think that the students, unfortunately, we've put them into a funnel system where they're all heading towards CAO points, and that becomes the focus of everything in terms of things.
Of course it does, and that's the funnel
We are out of time. My apologies. That is Senator from Cavan Monaghan there, Joe O'Reilly. But just let me tell you a couple of things people are saying. People say, Ciara, I'm fully in favour of students getting credit at Leaving Cert for sports and social involvement. These activities take up time and energy, but they can't compete with kids who are just studying. Someone else is giving points for athleticism, etc. will take the enjoyment out of these activities and put more pressure on students already under pressure. And somebody says it's always been the same, people picked for school teams, others never get a chance. And someone else says, what about poor students who'll have to work to pay their fees? It will always be for the wealthy. The answer today was the Lion King in our wonderful competition to go off to Disney on Ice and to stay in the City West Hotel. And the winner is Marie McNeilis from Dunluey in County Donegal. I'm delighted to see that happening. We are out of time. Moncrief is up next. Do stay tuned. My thanks to Michael Culligan on sound, to Claire Darmody, Emma Cawley and Ciara Courtney. We will be back tomorrow at Lunchtime Live at 12. But from me, Ciara, have a great day. Thank you for listening.